For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Joe Biden is scheduled to hold a press conference this evening. The conference is taking place at the NATO summit, but people and politicians are expecting a lot of questions from media about the president's health and mental state, not to mention the calls from celebrities and even some Democrat lawmakers for Biden to exit the campaign. Biden has said for days now he's not leaving.
He is going to focus on continuing to work on behalf of the American people, continuing to build on an unprecedented record that he's been able to get done with many of these congressional members that he's proud to have worked with. But that's his focus right now.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee held a hearing examining taxpayer funding of high-risk virus research. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said while a new White House oversight policy on risky virus research may be well-meaning, his proposed law limiting risky gain-of-function research would be better. The kind of risky research he said he believes may have led to the COVID outbreak. Former CDC Director and Virologist Dr. Robert Redfield testified.
In my opinion, we should call for a moratorium on gain-of-function research until we have a broader debate.
Dr. Carrie Wolinetz, who was the National Institutes of Health Director for Science Policy under Dr. Fauci, disagreed.
It's very easy to become focused on the risk of doing the research and lose sight of the risk of not doing the research.
Dr. Redfield said biosecurity is currently our nation's biggest national security threat.
At least one person in Vermont has died due to flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Bridges and roads have been washed out in Vermont, where the remnants of Hurricane Beryl have caused flash flooding, power outages, and high water rescues. The catastrophic rainfall dumped on the state comes exactly a year after central Vermont was hit hard when around 9 inches of rain fell in a 48-hour period. Beryl made landfall in Texas on Monday as a Category 1 hurricane and has been blamed for at least 7 U.S. deaths. More than a million Texas homes and businesses are still without power, and utility officials in Houston say 500,000 of their customers still won't have electricity next week. Extreme heat is making things worse, with heat index values getting to 105 in some places.
A lawsuit has been filed in the case of a Massachusetts teen who died after participating in a spicy tortilla chip challenge on social media. Harris Wallabaugh died on September 1, 2023, after eating the Bakee chip as part of the manufacturer's One Chip Challenge. An autopsy found Wallabaugh died after eating a large quantity of chili pepper extract and also had a congenital heart defect. Bakee has cited the chip's clear and prominent labeling, highlighting that the product was not for children or anyone sensitive to spicy foods or with underlying health conditions. In final news, Christians in Pakistan need our prayers. Here's Jeff King of International Christian Concern.
Pakistan has got to be one of the worst places in the world to be a Christian. I mean, you know, it's not North Korea, but it is wretched. You're going to live as a third-class citizen.
Meanwhile, King says Pakistan is in an uproar.
The Muslims are in an uproar and on a hair trigger, and they keep attacking Christians really for no good reasons. Mobs form, and there's some rumor that flies around that somebody desecrated the Quran, and they get attacked.
A recent example of that involves the deadly beating of a 74-year-old man. Police officers arrested some of the mob responsible, but then another mob formed to demand their release.
That man dies. The man who was beaten by the Muslim mob dies. His wife dies about a week later out of stress and a broken heart. And then the police let go. They released from bail the 54 that they had arrested. They were involved in the murder. And this is going on all the time, and there's just a whole bunch of incidents right now to the point where you see it's like this country is in a fever pitch of hatred towards Christians. And in the end, you really got to wonder, the Christians are starting to wonder, do we have a future here? Do we have a place here?
For more persecution news, visit AFN.net and search for persecution. We also have a mission section, as well as church, culture, education, legal, and media, to name a few. That's all our time for now. For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Thanks for listening.